From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Our next winter storm will work in late Saturday night, and from that time through the day on Monday, it will pose a variety of hazards, including snow, mixed precipitation, rain, and potentially damaging winds. In the meantime, our weather today and tomorrow will be pleasant and of low impact. High temperatures today will range mainly in the 30s, with overnight lows in the single digits and teens, and then highs again mainly in the 30s tomorrow, with some of the warmer southern valleys reaching 40 degrees. Through the end of the day tomorrow, the only hazards will relate to the fluctuation between near or above freezing daytime temperatures and below freezing nighttime temperatures. A bit of melting during the day will make snow and ice more prone to slide off of rooftops, and any puddles of water that collect during the day will be prone to freeze back over on untreated ground surfaces at night, creating slippery spots on the roads and on walkways. Looking to the sky, clouds have been reluctant to dissipate across much of the region so far today. Moisture skimming off of the Great Lakes has been supplying clouds to southern areas, while in the north, a weak upper-level disturbance will interact with the mountains to keep some clouds in the picture. The good news is that the cloud cover should be diminishing today, albeit slowly. Surface high pressure edging in from the west will have better luck in thinning out the clouds overnight, and high pressure will hover directly overhead by early tomorrow morning. This should give a mostly sunny start to the day, with the possible exception of far southern areas, where high-level cloudiness might already be building in. Those clouds will then thicken and spread northward for the rest of the day on Saturday as a large surface low intensifies over the mid-Mississippi Valley. The low will intensify further and lift across Lake Michigan on Saturday night, and because of its broad circulation, a warm front will approach our region as it moves through the Virginias. Warm and moist air moving in over the top of that front will bring snow in from our southwest late Saturday night. But once again, the strength of the warm air aloft will cause a changeover to sleet and freezing rain, limiting snow accumulation on Saturday night and Sunday morning. On Sunday, the wintry mix will be switching over to rain showers first in western areas, maybe not until the afternoon in northern New Hampshire. On Sunday, the intense surface low will move into southwestern Quebec, initially helping to raise temperatures above freezing here. But as the low shifts toward the lower St. Lawrence Valley on Sunday night, strong west winds will pivot in around its western flank, with damaging gusts possible. Those damaging winds will continue on Monday, and precipitation will be changing over to snow from Sunday night into Monday, by which time the strong winds will have become northwesterly, carrying in much colder air for next week. In the short-term forecast summary, this afternoon, mostly to partly cloudy, highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s north, mid to upper 30s south and in the Champlain Valley, winds from the northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, decreasing clouds, lows in the single digits to around 10 above north, low to mid-teens in the south, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour early, then becoming light and variable. Saturday, sunshine filtering through increasing high-level cloudiness, high temperatures in the upper 30s to lower 40s, some mid-30s northeast, winds becoming southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Saturday night, becoming cloudy, snow developing after midnight, changing to sleet or freezing rain west of the Greens, snow and sleet accumulation a trace to an inch, early lows in the 20s with temperatures rising after midnight, winds light east of the Green Mountains, southeast 10 to 15 from the Green Mountains westward, and gusting to 25. Sunday, a wintry mix changing to rain during the morning west of the Greens, around midday east to the Connecticut Valley and in southern New Hampshire, and during the afternoon in the White Mountains. Highs on Sunday ranging in the mid to upper 30s east and in the upper 30s to mid 40s across the west. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.